Hello, I'm Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Like Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. Now, I seem to remember a piece that used to be on the radio years ago, the Something of the Tin Soldiers, March of the Tin Soldiers, was it? By Jessel. Something like that, anyway. And I couldn't find a recording of it. It's quite an attractive piece, a little kind of a toy town march. But I have found A March of the Little Lead Soldiers by a French composer called Gabriel Pernet, written in 1887. So as I couldn't find the other piece, we've got The March of the Little Lead Soldiers instead. Delightful little piece, Pierre, March of the Little Lead Soldiers. And I've just remembered the proper title of the piece I mentioned earlier. It was The Parade of the Tin Soldiers, wasn't it? So there we are. Now to the music of Emil Waldteufel, really the French Johann Strauss, best known for his waltzes. And he was equally popular, really, as the Strauss dynasty. I like his waltzes. They have a kind of extra sophistication about them that sometimes is a bit lacking in the Viennese-style waltzes of the Strauss family. He was immensely popular here. I mean, the Sunday concerts, right from when they very first started, always featured one or two of Waldteufel's waltzes or polkas. Here's a flavour, anyway. This is a waltz called Love and Spring, dating from 1880, which is roughly when the Isle of Man tourist industry began to get into its stride.
Thank you.
A fine waltz there by Emil Waldteufel, Love and Spring. And now to the music of Lionel Monckton and his most famous hit show, The Arcadians, first produced in London in 1909. Here's a short piece, Charming Weather.
You're taking such good care of me, I'm not inclined to set you free.
There's nothing that I wouldn't do to win a kindly word from you.
Very well, then I'll admit, I like you just a tiny bit.
When first I saw your face, I vowed you were the dearest. Dash the crowd. It's nice and warm, I think that we shall have a lovely day.
Very, very warm for me.
8 in the shade, they say.
Just fancy.
It almost looks as though the sun had really come to stay.
Oh,
what very charming weather. It's nice and warm, I think that we shall have a lovely day. Very, very warm for May.
8 in the shade,
they say, just fancy. It almost looks as though the sun had really come to stay. Oh, what very charming weather. Thank goodness they have gone away. I've something I should like to say.
I want to hear it, I confess. I'm sure that I should never guess.
It's all the world to me, although the answer's simply yes or no.
You haven't made it very plain. Oh, bother, here they are again.
It's nice and warm, I think that we shall have a lovely day.
Very, very warm for me.
8 in the shade, they say.
Just fancy.
It almost looks as though the sun had really come to stay.
Oh, what very charming weather.
It's nice and warm, I think that we shall have a lovely day.
Very, very warm for me.
8 in the shade, they say. Just fancy.
It almost looks as though the sun had really come to stay.
Oh, what very charming weather.
A taste there of Edwardian theatre, musical theatre, an extract from Lionel Monckton's The Arcadians. And now to the music of Bizet, and an entr'acte from Act 3 of an opera I've never heard, Don Procopio. It's probably a comic opera, one of the sort of one-act operas lasting about an hour that he wrote before Carmen. It's full of charming music, judging by this entr'acte. I would like to hear the whole thing. Anyway, an entr'acte from Act 3, Bizet's Don Procopio.
Thank you.
Well, a charming orchestral piece there from one of Bizet's least known operas, Don Procopio. That was the entr'acte to Act Three. And now to the music of George Gershwin. Love is Here to Stay, one of his best known songs, played for us this evening by Yehudi Menuhin and Stefan Grappelli. The incomparably stylish playing there of Yehudi Menuhin and Stefan Grappelli, Gershwin, Love is Here to Stay. And now to the music of Eric Satie, a somewhat controversial French composer. He wrote very little, but was enormously influential. Here are two of his three gymnopédie, orchestrated by Debussy. The gymnopédie, it has a reference here to a ritual dance of naked boys in ancient Greece. So I'll just leave that one with you while we listen to the Gymnopédie 1 and 3 by Satie. Anybody still awake out there? Incredibly relaxing music from Eric Satie. His Gymnopédie 1 and 3, originally written for piano, orchestrated there by Debussy. And now something a little livelier. The music of Jaromir Weinberger, a composer who not well known today, except, of course, in his native Czechoslovakia, where he wrote one of the two Czech national operas, the first, of course, being Smetana's The Bartered Bride. But Weinberger wrote Švanda the Bagpiper, Švanda Dudek, Švanda the Bagpiper, in 1927. It's a very long opera. It's an epic tale. And there's really only one piece is well known, and that's the polka, which we'll hear now. The music of Weinberger. Well, exciting stuff, and sumptuously orchestrated there, the polka, famous polka, from Weinberger's Švanda the Bagpiper. And now I'm going to play the slow movement of a violin concerto, which I don't think has appeared in this series at all in the last 5 years, which is amazing, really, because it may well be, and certainly for some people, the most beautiful violin movement of all time. I'm talking about the Adagio from the Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor by Max Bruch. And it's going to be played for us this evening by Kyung Hwa Chung. Now, Bruch wrote three violin concertos, and the other two are actually rather good, but of course it's only the first that ever gets played, which is a great pity. He also wrote symphonies and some very interesting sacred music as well, none of which is very well known. We did play with the orchestra a couple of seasons ago, I think, more than that now, a concerto for viola and clarinet, which proved to be very, very popular indeed. However, this is his best-known piece, really, his signature piece, the Adagio, then, from the Violin Concerto No. 1 by Bruch. Thank you. Well, a stunningly beautiful piece, the Adagio from Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor. I can't believe I've never played that piece in 5 years of these programmes. I'll have to have a root around amongst the CD collection to see what else of Max Bruch I can find. I certainly have heard other pieces by him, and they're very impressive. Where to now? Oh, well, a trip down memory lane, I think, is required. Reginald Dixon at the organ. Was it Blackpool? Seaside favourites. This is a medley, really, a seaside medley. It's called it's called Soldiers of the King. It includes that particular song, Tarara Boumdier, The Man Who Broke the Bank of Monte Carlo, After the Ball, Lily of Laguna, I Love a Lassie, Harry Lauder's great hit. And all these tunes come in a medley lasting less than 3.5 minutes. So here's a trip down memory lane. A seaside medley played by Reginald Dixon, organ. Well, a seaside medley of old music hall songs there, played by Reginald Dixon at the organ. Of course, organists were very popular here. The Villa Marina had an organist playing such selections in the Villa Marina Gardens for decades, and they were extremely popular. People used to sit and listen, obviously, in the deck chairs there. You can imagine the Villa Marina Gardens today, absolutely covered in deck chairs, and people listening in the warm sunshine to the resident organists. Great stuff. And now to the music of Grieg, something from the incidental music he wrote for Ibsen's play Peer Gynt in 1876. This is the Arabian Dance. Peer Gynt is a disreputable fellow, not really a nice hero at all. At this particular point in the play, he is pretending, posing to be a prophet, and he idly sits and watches a chorus of Arab girls dancing while he sips coffee.
Thank you.
the Arabian dance there, or dances really, from Grieg's music for the play Peer Gynt. And that brings us to the end of the programme. I hope you've enjoyed my selection and will join me again next Thursday evening for some more light music. Some of it perhaps not quite so light, but we'll see. No idea what's in the programme yet. To play us out with then, what shall we have? Charles Shadwell, Down with the Curtain. Goodbye.